Come in. Ah, yes. Thank you for coming by during office hours. I know that I offered to tutor you before, but it's not really an option for you. It's more of a necessity. I've noticed that you're struggling. Yes, your grade is an A so far, but we seem to have reached a section of our anatomy book that you have almost no knowledge of, and the things that you do seem to know are incorrect, bordering on offensive. What do I mean? Take this recent quiz, for example. Here we go. Human reproduction. What is the main female reproductive organ? You responded, uvula. Was this a joke, or... Uvula is the little thing that hangs down in the back of your throat. You were maybe thinking about vulva, but that's the outer vaginal lips, the labia majora, as it were. And that's not the name of the entire organ. It's a vagina. I literally just said that in my explanation. When I asked where the clitoris was, you pointed at her elbow. That's a weenus, and that's a colloquialism. It doesn't even mean anything. You did decently on the male anatomy section, I suppose. Tell me, your ambition is to become a doctor. Is that correct, young man? Well, as someone who went through the amount of schooling that you will also need, I have to tell you, if you're struggling with human reproduction at your age, you might not make it. I'm not trying to be mean. That's why you're here. I want you to get better at this and learn it. That way you can be successful in life. What I don't understand is, you've been doing so well. Every other part of the human body, including the parts that you yourself have, you know it. But the female reproductive system and copulation itself between humans? Abysmal. I'm more than willing to tutor you. You don't have to look so nervous. It's my job as a professor to make sure that you learn and succeed. But I really need to understand why this is so difficult for you. How this is so difficult for you. I mean, like, I would ask if you were born under a rock, but that seems mean, even as a joke. Ah, I see. You were religious? Fundamental Christians. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the fundies really don't like sex or anything in that arena. So that makes a bit of sense. But didn't you go to school? You never had a biology class or sex ed? This is really basic stuff. Oh, you were homeschooled by your parents. All right. So, the totality of your knowledge of human reproduction probably goes a little something like, when a man and a woman who really love each other get married and then have a special kiss. Something like that? Yeah, that's completely incorrect. Any consenting adults can have sexual relations with each other. And PIV intercourse, or penis and vagina, it's really, really basic. We are only talking about reproduction. We're not even talking about the vast realms of human sexuality or gender or anything wild and crazy. Don't worry. This is stuff that you're going to need to know if you ever want to have kids. It's not important to our discussion. I mean, I'm a little older, so I want kids, but being a professor and wearing slacks and sweaters doesn't really get people all worked up on first dates. Anyway, this isn't about me. You need help, like a lot of it. I'm thinking specialized tutoring and instruction. Do you have plans now? Good. You shut the door behind you already, so let's just get started. You don't have to be nervous about people in the hall hearing you say these things or, you know, any lingering modesty from your fundamentalist upbringing. Open your book. Go to the section on the female reproductive system. Thank you. Now, I already mentioned this earlier, so let's start with an easy one. Please point out the vulva. Correct. Those are the vaginal lips, as they're commonly referred to. There's labia majora, which is the outer, and then labia minora, which are the inner. And the clitoris? Definitely not on the elbow. It's right there at the top. It's like a little man in a boat. Oh, I'm sorry, did that joke make you uncomfortable? You're blushing so much. Oh, it's because I'm bent over the desk and my sweater came unbuttoned. Well, we are talking about the human body. And it's after hours. I'm not going to bother fixing it. Just keep your eyes on the book, okay? Now, I mentioned earlier that human reproduction generally comes about by penis and vagina intercourse, or PIV. So point at the vaginal canal for me, please. That's where your penis goes. Well, not your penis, but, well, maybe. Sorry, I'll stop joking. I can tell you're really, really nervous. It's kind of cute. So, the penis goes in the vaginal canal, thrusting in and out during copulation. Whenever the male gets really excited and aroused, he builds to orgasm, causing an ejaculation of semen, which contains sperm. They travel through the vaginal canal, past the cervix, and into the uterus. Do you understand? You're just stuttering and shuffling your feet. You know what? I get the feeling from your reaction to my exposed cleavage that you may be more of a hands-on learner. What do I mean? I mean, would you like to touch them? Just reach out, one hand or both. Place them there on my chest. Grasp gently. You can feel the fatty tissue, the muscle, Those are the pectorals, by the way. And there are my nipples. The nipples are important because they connect to the milk ducts and provide food for human infants, as well as pleasure during intercourse. That won't be in the textbook, though. I can tell you're paying much more attention now that you have your hands on my breasts. Your engagement seems to have grown significantly. I'm teasing you. Let me come over there. Just as I thought. Your penis is growing erect. I'm sure it's happened before. Don't be embarrassed. After all, you're just doing what comes naturally. And you're a fast learner. I'm gonna sit in your lap. I can feel you getting harder. Erections function on a series of hydraulic inflations due to blood flow. The lips of the vagina get similarly plump and tender and swollen. I can feel it happening too. Isn't nature amazing? Now that you're erect, let me just take off my slacks. I'm gonna straddle your lap and slowly, slowly, we're gonna learn about penetration. Yes. If you were with someone that you didn't want to get pregnant, you would be using protection. That's right. But, like I said earlier, I'm a little older. Dating's not going so well. And, to be honest, baby fever is so real. I think this is going to be good for both of us. And I can explain how reproduction happens in full, in real time, while I fuck you. So here we go. You feel my arousal, the moisture in my vagina. That's a natural response. Nature's lubricant, so that you can slide in, just like that. Oh, you are aroused. You feel your penis pumping in and out of my vagina. Both of our muscles fluttering and twitching. This is the magic of reproduction. The thing they don't tell you in the books is how fucking good it feels. Oh, I almost forgot. You see, our pubis bones are rubbing against each other, increasing the pressure. Increasing blood flow. Increasing arousal. And soon will come orgasm, ejaculation, insemination. You want to know how it works? Oh, yeah, you do. Oh, it works like this. When you ride you a little faster. Oh, since this is your first time, I know it won't take very long. Your penis is pulsing and throbbing. Can you feel your testicles tensing up? The sperm gathering? Ready to shoot inside me? I'm ready. Are you? Then do it for me. Ejaculate into me. Shoot your sperm deep inside my vaginal canal, past my cervix, into my uterus, and inseminate me. Do it. Do it. Oh, I can feel it. Did you feel how my muscles grasped at you, pulled at you, held you inside while you came? That's biology. Evolution. Making sure you impregnate me, just as nature intended. Hopefully, one of those lucky sperm will find an egg, fertilize it, and then we can talk all about pregnancy and human development. How do you look so innocent when you've just been deflowered, red-faced and gasping? Are you scared? I would never hurt you. I care for my students very much, especially the ones that come inside me. Ah. You're worried about practicing safe sex? That wasn't really the point, now was it? The point was to teach you about human reproduction. And if we're lucky, we'll have some real life proof from our experiment. It's so rewarding to teach young people like yourself the ways of the world. And anatomy. I chose this subject on purpose. Can't you tell? Now, I have another student coming in 15 minutes. Why don't you go and study some more, thinking of me and our time together, of course. And I'm gonna go put my feet up and hope for the best. See you in class. I have a feeling you're going to be my star student from now on.